You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Amorous position.
Yes, I'm going to be watching Brock Purdy and his connection with Ricky Pearsall and his connection with other players. I'm going to be very curious to see how Bo Nix looks again against a Niners secondary that's very suspect right now. I am curious about that. How's Mykal Williams going to look alongside Nick Bosa, right? I'm going to be looking for Nick Bosa to dominate, hopefully, on Thursday. I would like to see that. Well, can we get back to DPOY Nick Bosa? That would be an incredible development.
I want to see how they're going to guard this kid in the slot, you know, the kid from Georgia that they drafted at a monster year last year. You know, like that Niners secondary is up in the air. I mean, it's really up in the air. I have so many questions about them heading into the year, and it's really difficult for me to get a...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Read on what they're going to be. They have a lot of proven commodities with a ton of unknowns.
Well, you mentioned that, and the guy that I'm going to be looking at too for the Denver Broncos, and he just signed a new extension, is Cortland Sutton. He's big. He's fast. He can high point the ball. Had a great year last year. 6'4", Joe. 6'4". He's a big guy.
He's a beast.
He's a beast. So, like, that's what I'm getting at here, too. And Bo Nix.
Not drafted by Sean Payton, and they gave him a contract extension. Kind of tells you what he thinks of him.
Absolutely. Brock Purdy spoke to the media yesterday. I do want to get back into the conversation we were having about either chemistry versus talent and what's more important. Plus, we got to pay off Carter's tease. He did find a champion in sports that didn't have great chemistry. This is according to Carter, so I'll pay that off. But I did want to hear from what Brock Purdy, the quarterback of the Niners, said yesterday in regards to talks that he had with Shanahan prior to the contract extension. This is pretty interesting. Take a listen.
Going into it, you know, Kyle sat me down and we just talked. He's like, hey, man, there's going to be this whole process within the negotiations, but just so you hear it from me before it starts, is I believe in you, and I have since you got here and you became the guy. Like, it's been nothing but great things. We've grown together, and I want to continue this ride together. And he goes, but when it comes to the money and all that kind of stuff, that's between, you know, the money people, your team with your agent and everybody. So, but he explained to me that, you know, I'm his guy and we need to get this done. And so I appreciated that, you know, being the starting quarterback, hearing that from your head coach, just gives you a lot of confidence moving forward. But once we got the deal done, it was nothing but, you know, a little celebration, and we were appreciative of, you know, both sides taking care of business in a professional manner. And now it's like, you know, we got right back into meetings and we picked up where we left off from last year, and let's, you know, keep this thing going. So nothing but respect for Kyle and how he goes about it. And I love playing for him.
Belief, the belief level in the Shanahan and Purdy connection and duo is going to be fascinating to see, because we saw it last year with Bo Nix and Sean Payton. It worked in year one. Let's see him do it again in year two. It's going to be interesting to see how Jaden Daniels looks going forward with Dan Quinn. It worked in year one. We saw it with D'Amico Ryans and CJ Stroud. Year one, it was great. Last year, they still made the playoffs and they won a playoff game, but it looked like CJ took a little bit of a step back, albeit he lost some of his big weapons to some brutal injuries. So I'm curious to see now in this third full season with Brock Purdy, those different wrinkles and how it's going to look with Shanahan in this offense, with Purdy in this offense, and again, with limited weapons around him in the passing game, and a unknown in Christian McCaffrey, Joe. But we go back to, you know, chemistry and why it was so frustrating last year. And obviously the health was the first and foremost. Like it was scary, first of all, that he got shot at Ricky Pearsall. It's very scary. Wanted him to be okay. And that was, it kind of just put a whole, just, you know what, if he doesn't do anything this season, we get it. But prior to that, it was him not being on the field for training camp, which sucked. Because you invested a first-round pick in a guy.
Yeah, but he was the four.
What's up? But that's
he was the four.
No, but that's what, yo, that's why I was frustrated, because you invested a first-round pick in a fourth wide receiver. Like,
well, you had to look down the barrel and you had to see what was coming with Ayuk and Debo, and they knew they were going to move off one of them.
Which is why it was so important to get some reps with your starting quarterback early on, and he never really got a chance to get that. That's why I'm looking at this week and these next couple weeks and training camp in general, getting him on the field and building that chemistry, that important word here, with his wide receivers. And it sucks that Juwan Jennings is dealing with his calf right now and they can't build off that more.
I mean, look, Debo participated in everything last year.
Yeah.
How was their chemistry?
Not great. I think that spoke more to Debo himself as soon as... No, it did. Like, I just don't think he was a great wide receiver for this offense going forward anymore. He just wasn't. What, he lost, I don't know, the burst, the step. I don't know what happened. He just wasn't the same guy. But he was never an elite route runner. So, like... I don't know. I think that spoke more to Debo and not fixing his game and working on his game as a route runner than it was on one Brock Purdy. Because he did have great chemistry with the three that turned into the one in Juwan Jennings.
I don't know. I think if we watch the film back, Purdy wasn't great last year passing. There was a variety of reasons why. Him and Debo had great rapport the year prior. The playoff game against Detroit, Debo was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And obviously in the Super Bowl, they targeted him 13 or 14 times and he didn't come down with anything.
Gets hurt. Right.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of, if we had hurt the shoulder all year, that's why he missed the Green Bay game. So I don't know. I just think overall Brock had a down year, and there were a lot of reasons why. I think internally he was holding the ball a lot. And I think that when he did hold the ball, the offensive line didn't hold up. Thought he ran around too much, but he had to, which I see both elements. And I just think he didn't really trust a lot of the guys he was throwing to, and some of them were his trusted guys. And the team fell behind, and they weren't able to run play action the way that they love it to run play action, which makes him very, very efficient. You know, they're never going to be a drop back 4 or 5 wide receiver set. We're going to sling it. That's how we're going to play football. That's just not what they're going to do. Their timing, they're going to try to, you know, suck in the defense to throw intermediately and over the top. And they just never really got into those positions last year. I think this is a big year for Brock. You know, like, you're skeptical on Bo Nix. I mean, you know what the league is saying about Brock, whether Niner fans want to admit this or not, is you had one great year. Last year wasn't great.
It wasn't great. I don't think it was awful by any stretch. He didn't have an awful year. I don't think he lived up to that MVP caliber season, but there's no shame in that. I still think he had a good season. It wasn't great.
It was
good. Like, considering everything that went on around him, I thought for the most part Brock Purdy was good. Would I say he was elite? Would I say he had an amazing season? No, but I thought you could have done a lot worse. There's been quarterbacks that have done a lot worse.
Sure.
It looked awful if you present all those circumstances with him. Losing your number one wide receiver, your other former all-pro wide receiver or ex-player, whatever you want to call him, Deebo Samuel, not being very good. And then you had to lean on a Juwan Jennings, a guy that is a bigger body but doesn't have elite separation. And oh, and by the way, your number two or three, Ricky Pearsall, is not there for most of the season. When he is, you're trying to build chemistry during actual regular season games. That being said, there was one good chemistry in that offense. It was the tight end and the quarterback.
Look, the modern NFL, guys are getting hurt. You know, Baker Mayfield was out his left and right tackle for months, all right, and fought. Like, that is the real NFL. The real NFL is you don't get the Avengers
sure.
every single
that
week.
That division also stinks, but I hear you. Yeah.
Again, like, just... I'm telling you what the reality of playing the position is. So you're going to be judged, you know, based on those things. And whether things are perfect for you or they're not, like, we're expecting you when you're making $250 million to settle things and to find ways to win games. When my kicker boots a bunch of balls, when my special teams is giving up huge punt returns and my defense is, you know, leaking holes all over the place. So, you know, fair or not, this is what is required of the quarterback. And I think that he needs to have a better year this year. I think he needs to be more decisive. I think he needs to be more, you know, he needs to not throw up the 50-50 balls like he did last year over and over again in the fourth quarter. And I think that they need to, it starts with a good run game. And so, like, I think there's a lot on Brock Purdy's shoulders this year heading into the year. I think there's a lot of people waiting for his downfall. I think he's better than what people think he is. But, Joe, the reality is 20-12 ain't going to get it done this year.
Why are people waiting for Brock Purdy's downfall? That's so weird to me. Like, of all the players, why are people rooting against Brock Purdy?
No, it's the same thing. I think Brock, Geno Smith, Dak Prescott, there's the anointed four or five, and then I think everybody else gets scrutinized heavily. And if you're not one of them, like, that is just the reality of playing the position.
It's just so funny to me when it's
like, if Jaden Daniels had his down year, you don't think he'll be scrutinized?
No, he absolutely will. People, you were scrutinizing C.J. Stroud last year, and again, rightfully so, he wasn't looking as good as he was in his rookie season. But again, if he, you know, has a somewhat down year in comparison to his first year, I'm not going to be crushing the guy. I'm just going to say, okay, the league's adjusting. He has to adjust back. And yeah, we'll see if he has Terry McLaurin or not. But again, we can't write the story on these guys within just one or two seasons. You have to let it play out. Hell, I look at a guy like Joe Burrow. May never get back to another Super Bowl. He might not. And it's not his fault. But again, it speaks to, kind of like we were talking about yesterday, Philip Rivers. Sometimes you're just in a stacked conference and you're just you're playing in an era where you're going to be 3, 4, 5, 6. And that sucks. And maybe you catch lightning in a bottle and maybe you win the whole damn thing like a Matt Stafford did a couple years ago. And maybe Matt Stafford doesn't get back. Maybe his back doesn't recover now. I don't know what's going to happen. Hell, they're talking about Jimmy Garoppolo. Maybe starting, like, good God. Like, again, I'm not down on the Niners in this division right now in this season. I don't know what the Rams are going to be. I don't know what the Cardinals are going to be. I don't know what the Seahawks are going to be. I know what the 49ers have, and they do have continuity and somewhat of chemistry.
But now, I don't think it's a hot take, though, Joe, to just say, like, look around the league. If I told you Aaron Rodgers stinks, well, Pittsburgh's probably in trouble.
Yeah.
Right? You know, if Lamar Jackson's not amazing, I mean, there's a ceiling on what Baltimore can do.
Yes.
Right? Like, that is not exclusive to Brock. So whenever we bring these conversations up, people get all defensive about Brock Purdy. Yeah, dog. Newsflash. Quarterback's got to play great. You know, you don't think Harbaugh's sitting there talking about his L.A. Chargers, and he's like, huh, you know what the template is? Herbert's just, meh, and we sneak into the playoffs. No, he wants him to be amazing. All the teams in the league need their quarterback to have monster years to make the playoffs. So I look at the quarterback and I say, hey, look, man, you're going to go a couple of games, probably with some dinged up wide receivers. You might miss Kittle for a game or two. You might miss Trent Williams for a game or two, because that's kind of been the body of work. You're going to have to figure it out and win some ugly games. And if Purdy has closer to 30-15 numbers as opposed to 20-12, I think that they're a 10-win team. If he's down in the 20s-12, I'm talking about touchdown to interception ratio, I bet you they're barely around 500.
Well, and the fumbles, like, that's another thing too. Got to hold on to the ball. Can't be loosey goosey with it when there's bad weather. That is a question mark still I have with him going.
I mean, the Viking game was in a dome.
It wasn't,
and they're marching down before halftime, and Colton McKivitz gets blown by, and there's a strip sack. Yep. Now, I point the finger at Colt McKivitz, but also Purdy's got to protect the ball. Both are true.
Absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned all those other teams. You mentioned Jim Harbaugh. You mentioned Justin Herbert. You mentioned all of that. There's a level of trust that I do think Kyle Shanahan has in Brock that is refreshing that I don't think he had in Jimmy Garoppolo. Didn't have it with Trey Lance.
I agree with the Jimmy, yeah.
That makes me feel better going forward that, you know, the amount of times where we saw the boneheadedness, and we saw Kyle Shanahan ripping into Jimmy or Jimmy saying this guy's effing play sucks and throwing away something. Like, I'm glad that's not going to be taking place. But at the same time, if Brock is making those mistakes and Kyle Shanahan's not kind of getting on him, I'm going to have some question marks going forward there too. Like, are you sugarcoating him a little bit? But now people are different. Maybe Jimmy needed to be motivated that way. Kind of like Tom Brady needed to be motivated that way, where he would get in people's faces, and Bill O'Brien, right, famously would get in his face when he was OC with the Patriots. When there is adversity striking this season, Joe, that is where I'm going to be very curious to see how Brock Purdy's going to handle it. Because hell, he's handled adversity a lot in his career, being Mr. Irrelevant, right, overall. Being the third string that was hoisted into the starting role, taking them all the way to the NFC Championship
game. There's been a lot of house money.
There's been a lot of house money, but also, you got to prove it to me. He's had to keep proving it.
Well, yeah, that's the NFL as a whole. You're going to have to do it all the time.
No, absolutely.
But I do think he'll be under the microscope because of the money more than anyone's admitting right now in the preseason. And I think once the regular season starts, if you don't think everyone's going to be like, oh, is that a $250 million, you know, two-minute drive to win a game or not? That's I remember when they paid Jimmy. That changed how we viewed Jimmy. It just did. I remember when they paid Nick Bosa. How's that changed how we view Nick Bosa?
Well, I still think, the Bosa conversation.
Bosa's good.
He's good. It's just, it heightens everything else around him. And when you're paying him that much, that means you're not going to be able to afford others around him. And when you do, and let's just be honest, they've also whiffed. So, like, it's on Nick Bosa because you want him to be that DPOY every single season like you see with Myles Garrett and TJ Watt. That should be expected. Absolutely.
But
do I think he's a part of those conversations still? I do. But that's also up to Lynch and Shanahan to, you know, nail it out of the park and not get guys like Leonard Floyd, who are really just going to be not doing a whole hell of a lot.
No, I think it's a good point on that. So let's say Ricky Pearsall is a whiff. Let's say he I don't want to wish this on anyone, but just for whatever reason, he's a whiff.
Yeah.
And Juwan Jennings isn't really helping you much all year because he's battling an injury, and Ayuk doesn't get on the field till week 10. Like, that sucks. You have no wide receivers, all right? The NFL's not throwing a pity party for you. They're like, we're coming. You still have Kittle. Maybe you still have CMC. Now, if you're winning games and those are the settings around you, boy, how optimistic are Niner fans going to be? Brock's throwing to a bunch of nobodies and he's winning games. But if he struggles, the narrative's, see, he's not carried by the Avengers. The guy kind of can't win in either direction.
Again, name me the team that didn't have, you know, talent that won Super Bowls, whether it's at the running back, the tight end. I feel like outside of, you know, Mahomes, but he still had Travis Kelce when he beat the Niners. Like, he's an all-pro. He's one of the greatest tight ends.
Pacheco's really good.
Pacheco's really good.
Now, they have a killer offensive line.
Now, am I taking Pacheco over most of the running backs like that I mentioned?
No, but he was way better than a seventh-round pick.
Correct. At least with Andy Reid, he was.
Yeah.
Let's just say that, right? With Andy Reid, he absolutely was. We haven't heard from this person in a long time. Oh, my God. Dare I say the River Islands guest line joining us here. Are we entering the Twilight Zone, Carter? Are we entering that? I've actually been watching some of the Twilight Zone. They're all on Amazon Prime, the original ones. I love me some black and white Twilight Zone. Tony in Oakland! Tony! Good morning!
Good morning. Well, I had to chime in because you guys were talking chemistry, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the way that you have the good chemistry, you know, we got to realize that only from divinity or God within do we get into that structure where we can have it. And the thing about Brock is he always carries potential onto the field, meaning that the boy has the go-to within. So it's whether Shanahan can get out of his way so he can perform. And I must say, I read he recently had a daughter. Congratulations. It doesn't matter if it was a son. The thing is, this is why people go wild, who have never felt any moment of divinity in their existence. As soon as they have a child, they feel something. They mirror with it, and they go, and here is Brock, who will be able to mirror with that feeling and bring it to the field. He talks about his daughter lies on his chest. Now, he can bring it. Unlike my boy Medvedev in tennis, he has kids, and that's the end of his career because he got, you know, sideways on it. But Brock can bring it. He has potential, and he and McCaffrey have this thing about it. And then if only Shanahan would get out of the way so they could perform and somehow they could get him in, because the poor dude's going to be with his notes on the sideline.
Tony, what have you been doing for the last 4 months this summer? What kind of chemistry trip have you been on?
Oh, my God. You know, my Taking Command movie still has the potential with Crow. I heard from my person in Australia. Boy's gotten so fat, though, I don't know if he can play my General Howe. But what I've been doing is I have gotten to the bottom of the whole, the secret that Leonardo da Vinci had,
is
all this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that dude got anyway.
Was that on the Rogan podcast?
I'm writing this up now.
That was the code, the da Vinci code. Yeah, did you see that on Joe Rogan? She's gone.
Oh, I like that.
And like that?
She's gone.
She's gone.
Back to the chemistry lab.
Back to the Twilight Zone. She goes. I love the Twilight Zone, by the way.
She better be careful. Daniel Lurie's cracking down on chemistry on the streets.
Really?
Yeah.
What's he doing?
I just arresting all the dealers.
Oh, really?
Trying to clean it up.
Look
yeah.
Well, that's in San Francisco. Tony's from Oakland. So.
That's true.
Far from Daniel Lurie's jurisdiction.
Yeah, well, it's all right.
I thought she was in organic, like, you know, mushrooms and weed and all that stuff. I didn't realize she was into the chemistry lab.
Well, she's into the divinity as well. And I don't know what she was trying to say about. It's good when you have a kid or a daughter. It makes you better. Unless it does. She was talking both sides there. We love Tony in Oakland. It's been a while. Well, I love Tony in Oakland. Jasky it's still reserved for that.
Well, I need like a hieroglyphics chart to be able to decipher what she's like talking about.
Unless you're not of it.
I almost need AI to come in and explain to me what she just said.
AI, Tony.
Maybe you can ask her on Thursday at Laughing Monk Brewery, because we're going to be there from 6 to 10, obviously, before training camp, and there is a non-zero chance that Tony in Oakland will be there.
Dude, I'm already, my mouth is watering.
Jesse's already looking for an excuse to miss that day.
No, he's not going to miss that day. You can't. It's going to be me, solo dolo, Laughing Monk. I mean, I'll enjoy all the food. We're not allowed to drink, though, obviously, on air. It's a faux pas, but man.
At 6:50 in the morning.
Well, I mean, come on. When you're at Laughing Monk Brewing in the gastropub, Sammy, out in Sunnyvale, I mean, when in Rome, you do what the Romans do. Am I right? Come on.
Romans drink at 6:50 in the morning?
Tony has now opened up a door that I brought up to you guys years ago.
Oh, God.
Many months ago, at least.
I'm scared now.
What's the biggest sports conspiracy you believe in?
Well, what did she even say? There was a conspiracy.
No, but
right
when
there?
I think of her, I think of conspiracy.
Well, she said like the Da Vinci Code, which is all like fiction.
She figured that out too. That's pretty impressive.
Well, she cracked the code. The biggest sports conspiracy.
I'll give you mine because I have it right off the bat.
They're ready.
So fired.
It's
up.
Very easy. The NBA gave the number one pick to the Dallas Mavericks this year.
Oh, it's not a doubt in my mind.
I was going back to the Patrick Ewing one. It's just the NBA drafted.
We're not allowed to say that. It's allegedly. You're saying, allegedly.
It's not a doubt in my mind. It's alleged.
Yeah, it's alleged, of course.
It's alleged. Yeah, yeah. It's alleged conspiracy theory.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.